Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode.
This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air dates January 3rd, 1953, and the first song is I Love You Because. This one's got Ernest Tubb in the lead role. Hope you guys enjoy.
It's Martha White's big Grand Ole Opry. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in. Walking the floor over you. Coming here, Jim. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Martha White's Grand Ole Opry, a big half hour of fun and music brought to you by Martha White Flour, the South's standard of holiday for all-purpose home baking for 54 years. Now let's give a great big welcome to the star of our Martha White Grand Ole Opry. Here's the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb. I love you because you understand me. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. But most of all, I love you cause you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me. But most of all, I love you cause you're you. I love you because the future's brighter. The door to happiness you've opened wide. No matter what may be the style or season, I know your heart will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons. But most of all, I love you cause you're you. Thank you just a lot, neighbors, and a great big welcome to our Martha White's Grand Ole Opry Show. Tonight we have the Carter sisters along with Mother Maybelle, Chet Atkins, Bill Monroe, the Crook brothers, and our special guest, Webb Pierce and Moon Mulligan. Right now, though, I want you to give a great big Martha White welcome to our good buddy from Kentucky, Bill Monroe. How about a nice hand for Bill? Bill's doing one of my favorites tonight called I Trace Your Little Footprints in the Snow. Will you?
Summertime, and they can walk about, strolling through the meadow green and spreading, there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime when the snow's on the ground, or the pounder when the snow is on the ground. I traced your little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow, Lord. I blessed that happy day that nearly lost your way, but I found there when the snow lay on the ground. I dropped in to see her. She was Her mother said, "You just stepped out, but it'd be returning soon." I found her little footprints and I traced him through the snow. And I found her when the snow lay on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow, Lord. I blessed that a happy day that nearly lost her way. But I found her when the snow lay on the ground. Up in heaven, she's with the angel band. I know I'm going to meet her in that promised land. But every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. But I found her when the snow lay on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow, Lord. I blessed that happy day that Nellie lost her way. But I found her when the snow lay on.
Thank you, Bill. Lady, a little quick arithmetic shows that during the remaining 362 days of 1953, you'll be making 1,086 meals. Think of that. At the rate of 3 meals a day, you'll be making nearly 1,100 meals. That means a lot of baking, doesn't it? And while it sounds like it will take a lot of time and work, there's a fast and easy way for you to save loads of time and work. It's the Martha White way. Be sure that you're starting 1953 off with Martha White self-rising flour in your kitchen. Martha White self-rising flour has wonderful, slow-acting oven magic baking powder already mixed in. You save all the time and work of measuring and mixing baking powder, salt, and soda because that's all done for you. And you won't risk baking disappointment because Oven Magic makes your baking so much better. You see, Oven Magic is slow-acting. It saves 85% of its rising power for action in the oven. Biscuits, cakes, and everything you bake turn out higher, lighter, and finer when you use Martha White self-rising flour. So remember to make every meal better and to make your baking easier and faster. Buy Martha White self-rising flour from your grocer Monday. Goodness gracious, it's good.
Bake right, bake right, bake right with Martha White self-rising flour. Oven magic already mixed, add liquid and shorten and your biscuits are fixed. Martha White, Martha White, Martha White flour. Goodness gracious, it's good.
Yes, sir. Thank you a lot there, Miss Anita Carter, and you too, Judson, my boy. Right now, neighbors, would like to introduce one of our special guests on our Martha White Show, a young fellow that came to us by way of good old Louisiana, one of the top recording stars of the nation today. Here he is, Mr. Webb Pierce. Let's give him a nice
hand. Hey!
Webb, what would you like to sing for us, boy?
Well, here's my newest Decca record called That's Me Without You.
That's a good one, yeah.
A night with no moonlight, a day with no sun, a plane with no pilot, oh, watch that won't run. A tree with no branches, a rose with no dew, a boy with no sweetheart, that's me without you. A train with no whistle, a car with no gas, a well with no water, a show with no cast, a love with no future, a sky with no blue, a boy with no sweetheart, that's me without you. Oh, a bank with no money, a top that won't spin, a book with no story, a love I can't win, a chair with no bottom, a rig with no crew, a boy with no sweetheart, that's me without you. A train with no whistle, a car with no gas, a well with no water, a show with no cast, a court with no jury, a church with no pew, a boy with no sweetheart, that's me without you.
Thank you a lot there, Webb Pierce. That's a mighty good one, son. I know the folks will want to get that record of yours, and that's me without you. Right now, here's a boy that's made a lot of records himself by a cracky. When it comes to picking up on this standard guitar, you'd have to go a long ways to beat this young fellow. I'm talking about Chet Atkins. Here he is to pick out 5 foot two, Eyes of Blue. There, Chet Atkins. You know, ladies, for easier, faster, and better baking, Every Day of 1953 by Martha White's Self-Rising Flour. It's the flour with oven magic. Goodness gracious, it's good. Neighbors, here's a song that we noticed quite a few requests for, especially from a lot of our service boys. So, for all of those of you that ask for it, here it is. Called So Many Times, Billy.
While the lonely, lonely hours are. Those loving arms that help me, oh, so many times.
Thank you, neighbor. Thank you just a whole lot. That's one of our favorites, so many times. Well, I keep looking. Well, there it is. Bless her little heart. I didn't think that she was here tonight, but I see her sitting away over there. So, June, how about coming over to the microphone, honey? Miss June Carter, neighbors, let's make her welcome. Huh?
Thank you.
Glad to see you, honey.
Thank
yes, sirree. I see that you got up here all right.
Yeah,
here on Martha White's show.
I made it all right, Ernest.
Safe and sound, too.
Yeah.
By the way, June, how did you like that boyfriend I got you last Friday night?
Boyfriend?
Yeah, you know that boyfriend I got for you, honey.
What that was.
Well, it sure was. I thought I did pretty good for you.
I thought for a minute there the United States had launched another battleship or something.
Oh,
or another. That was the fattest boy I ever saw, Ernest. Oh, I'd be ashamed to see an old fat boy. I couldn't nowhere near see around him.
Oh, now, June, after all, that boy wasn't so bad. What do you want me to get for you? A skinny toothpick or something?
Well, not exactly, but I didn't want no lumber yard while I was at it, neither. Biggest boy I ever saw.
Oh, my. By the way, come to think of it, just what are you doing here tonight anyhow? Didn't you get that letter I wrote you last week?
Yeah, I got it, Ernest. Got it a Monday. One you wrote me, I really did.
You did. Yeah. Well, did you read it?
Yeah, I read it.
Mm-hmm.
I read it.
You read it?
Yeah.
Well, then what in the heck are you doing here tonight, then?
Well, I opened it up and it said, "You're fired."
That's right. That's what I wrote you. I fired you.
I know, but right on the outside in the upper left-hand corner, it said return in 5 days, so here I am.
Oh. I just can't get rid of you, June. I'm
just... This come back again?
Well,
what you
now,
said for me.
Now that you're back here, I'm sorry you misunderstood that.
I'm good for a lot of things,
but
Ernest.
Now that you're here, what am I going to do with you? I don't know.
I don't just sit in that chair over there all the time.
Well,
I sang.
Oh, you sing,
yeah,
huh?
Do 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 me you
no Junie, that is terrible, honey.
Didn't you like it, Ernest?
No, that sounded awful.
Didn't you like it?
No, I didn't like it.
I'd be ashamed. You hurt me plumb to the toenail.
Well, I didn't. I didn't mean.
All the pieces.
Really, I didn't mean.
I thought that sounded pretty.
Yeah, did you think you sound like Margaret Truman or something?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't, honey. I'll tell you, but your Margaret sounds pretty
That's
good.
That's all right. That's all right, Ernest. You don't have to do me this way. I don't have to have your job in me house.
Oh, you don't need my job.
I got me a new one.
Oh, you've got your new job here at the Grand Ole
Opry? Yes, sir, right here. I'm a Razorback. That's what I am.
You're a Razorback.
I'm a Razorback.
Now, June, would you mind telling me just what is a Razorback?
Well, it's a real important job. You see that big old curtain right back there?
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, it falls down, and I just raise her back up there where she comes from. I reckon I had better and get it over with. I got a few souls and I'm all broke out. I've been feeling kind of silly since the night I first met Billy, even though he wouldn't turtle down. Just one kiss from that sweet baby. The folks all say he's driving me crazy, but the doctor says I'm all broke out with love. They tell me romance is kind of funny, and that description fits me like a glove. I've had pneumonia and amnesia, and I'm laying around now taking it easy, cause the doctor says I'm all broke out with love.
Singing by Cracky. Thank you ever so much, Miss June Carter. Well, neighbors, right now, I want you to give a great big welcome to the king of the hillbilly piano players. And, of course, you see the piano being rolled out on the stage. His name is right there on the back of it. So we're going to ask him to come right out and start playing and singing for you. Moon Mullican. How about a nice hand for Moon? Moon, do you feel like doing the Pipeliner's Blues tonight,
boy? I really do.
I got a lot of requests for you.
Pay. Well, I lay my line, baby, till that sun goes down. I lay my line, baby, till that sun goes down. Then I meet my honey, she's the meanest gal in town. Coming, raise your window high. When you see me leaving, hang your head and cry. Well, I love my baby, got a long brown curly hair. I love my baby, got a long brown curly hair. And I know someday she'll be my baby fair.
Everybody I know will tell you how much they love hot biscuits. And I want to tell you how easy and quick it is to make biscuits with Martha White self-rising flour. All you have to do is mix liquid and shortening with Martha White self-rising flour, and your biscuits are made all ready to bake. And say, for fancy cakes, pastries, cookies, hot cakes, whatever you choose to make, you'll find that you can make them easier and faster with Martha White self-rising flour. That's because Martha White self-rising flour has wonderful slow-acting oven magic baking powder already mixed in. You don't have any work and worry of measuring and mixing baking powder, salt, and soda because it's all done for you. And ladies, Martha White self-rising flour with oven magic makes all your homemade so much better, too. Oven magic is Martha White's special baking powder that saves 85% of its rising power for action in the oven. That means high, light, and tender baked foods your family will love so much. Start the new year off right. Make your baking easier, faster, and better. Buy Martha White self-rising flour from your grocer, then bake right with Martha White. It's the flour that saves time, work, and money. Goodness gracious, it's good.
And goodness gracious, you're right there, Jeff. Boy, maybe it's time for a little old-time square dancing on our Martha White show. Here, the Crook Brothers to play the Black Mountain Rag.
Come on, come here, circle around. Bring those trail back inside in front of the gentleman. Wow. Step up high, step up low, round and round and on you go. Do-si-do. First couple meet out and dance the ocean wave. Wave the ocean, wave the sea. Wave that pretty girl home to me. Wave the ocean, wave the shore. Wave that girl home and wave the more. Four hands around. Go, see, go. Couple of four and right hand to draw. Left hand back. Break and swing. Run a lady. Now you honey baby. On you go, step up high, step up low, round and round and on you go. First couple lead out and dance that figure eight. Step up high, step up low, round and round and on you go. Swing mine and I'll swing you and on, there you go. Four hands around and go, see, go. Swing them round and round, probably don't call yourself done, chillin'.
Ah, me, thank you a lot there, fellas and neighbors. We're having a lot of fun here on our Martha White show, and we hope you have a lot of fun right along with us. Right now, though, it's time to call on Mother Maybelle Carter, assisted by the Carter sisters, with an old-time favorite I know you're going to enjoy, entitled The Wildwood Flower. Mommy, you ready over there, honey? For Bill Monroe and all the boys to do a number called Tall Timber. Bill, you ready over there? There, Bill Monroe and all the bluegrass boys. Well, neighbors, it's time to go already on Martha White's big show. But we'll all be back with you next Saturday night, so be with us, won't you? In the meantime, be sure you get Martha White's self-rising flour from your grocery, because goodness gracious, it's good.
How many biscuits did you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? Always think of Martha White, say goodness gracious, it's good and light this morning, this evening, not now.
Neighbors, be sure to be with us in 1 hour for Martha White's second big show on the Grand Ole Opry at 9:30. It stars Carl Smith. And be sure to remember the name Martha White when you go shopping. Now there are 5 money-saving Martha White products for your pantry shelf. There's Martha White self-rising flour, Martha White self-rising cornmeal, Martha White cake, pie crust, and hot roll mix, Martha White preserves, jellies, and jam, and that ever-loving, wonderfully delicious Martha White coffee. Yes, friends, buy Martha White, and you know you buy right. See you at 9:30. This is WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.